This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Dean, we've been talking about the fantastic Chill Out Festival that has just happened over in Daylesford.
I loved it. It was wonderful.
A very exciting part of that on Carnival Day was the announcement of the winner of Mr. Gay Pride Australia for 2019, who joins us now in the studio. Welcome, Raz.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, you gorgeous people.
Oh, look, our pleasure. That's right. You on Sunday at Carnival, you got up with all the other contestants and asked questions by some really, really attractive judges.
I did.
I believe one of them's from Neighbours and one of them was me.
Yes.
And you got up and it's a huge competition. You answered your questions at Carnival, but that wasn't all that there was. The day before, you were doing interviews and you also wrote articles and things like that.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's quite a big competition and there were a lot of competitors. Why did you want to enter Mr. Gay Pride Australia?
Yeah, well, I actually had a friend that nominated me because they knew that I actually wouldn't do it myself. I'm so grateful that they did because the perception of the competition, totally was not exactly what I thought it would be. You're exactly right. Over, a couple of days, we were grilled in interviews. So you meet the panel, which is quite nerve-wracking. You have the president there from Mr. Gay World, Eric.
Yeah.
So that's quite daunting. And you have Jordan sitting there as well, who's so inspiring as well. So it's really nerve-wracking, but we got tested on our history knowledge and we had a lot of tasks that we had to do and compete with.
Well, and that's one of the things. Why did you want to compete? Why did you want to represent Australia?
Yeah, look, I think there's so many issues that we don't talk about. I lost a lot of friends to suicide. In the last 3 years, I've lost about 8. I lost a friend 2 weeks ago. So it's quite close to my heart. I feel like there's so many taboo subjects that we don't talk enough about. And it's about bringing real conversations. So, I did an In It Together forum, which tackled suicide and depression and anxiety. And the response of the community was phenomenal. Like, people want real contact with people. People want to get together as a community and share stories and share ways and tools that we can actually look after each other and be kinder as well.
It must be really difficult as well when you're thinking about what people are going through and people are struggling with. You do just want to reach out. You do just want to connect in some way. So I think it's really great that you did that.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So that was kind of the platform that you used for your part of the competition. And everyone else had different platforms that were the finalists in the competition. It was really, really diverse and really, really strong. One was talking about lateral violence. One was talking about always wearing a rainbow to be able to show your pride, even if you can't necessarily verbalise it. And it was just really fantastic to see such a diverse array of individuals stand up and represent themselves and something that they think is important in the community. What was it like meeting all the other competitors?
Oh, it was absolutely a blast. Like, it takes a lot of courage to stand up and put yourself out there. You're putting yourself out on social media as well, where there's a lot of keyboard warriors, so a lot of judgment happening there, and you get trolled, but you just take that for grain of salt. They were all just wonderful people. They all have amazing stories. They all have been doing a lot of work in our community as well. So anyone listening out there that has thought about entering, I definitely encourage you to do so. We need more young leaders to come through the reins, and take over these organizations that have been fighting for us for so long.
Don't get long to rest though, Rad.
No.
Not long until Mr. Gay World competition kicks off in April in South Africa.
Yeah, very exciting. I don't have long at all. I think it's 6 weeks till I'm there.
No, it's just around the corner.
So to be honest, it took me about 2 days to rest up and recover, and it was very overwhelming and emotional. But, I'm back at work today. I've already reached out to the Pride Centre here in Melbourne, and I'm going to do some great work with them. And
that's wonderful.
I've got another forum coming up in August, so I'm really excited, and hopefully we can take the title again in Australia.
Well, you've got big shoes to fill, because you mentioned Jordan before. 2018 Mr. Gay Pride Australia is the current Mr. Gay World.
He is, yeah. Well, look, I joked around with Jordan that I was going to take the sash away from him at Daylesford, so why not take the world one as well?
Oh, why not? Like it. I mean, and you were really overwhelmed when you actually went on stage. I don't think you actually expected it.
No, I didn't expect it at all. Like I said, I was, the other competitors were such great people. They had great stories, and they all did such an amazing job. So I think anyone could have won it. So I didn't really expect it.
It could have been anyone's game, and there was 1%. difference yeah, between correct. First and second place.
Yeah.
Only 1% difference, which actually tells you the quality and level of the people that entered the competition and the platforms that they were raising awareness from. Are you going to help any of the other competitors in raising awareness for their platforms?
Absolutely. So I've already reached out to all the guys in regards to the forum that I'm doing in August, so that can be part of that as well. Liam, who came in second, I'm going to their Mardi Gras in Hay at the end of March.
Yes, Hay Mardi Gras is absolutely
yeah.
fantastic.
So I think there's like 2,000 people that live there. So yeah. Of course, I'm going to go over and support him. He's a wonderful, wonderful person. God, when I think when I was 20, I can't even remember what I was doing. So to see a young 20-year-old standing up there and, like I said, having the courage to do that is just so inspiring.
It really, really is. And it was inspiring to hear all of your answers. I mean, on Sunday at Chillout Carnival, we heard everyone's answers to certain questions and things like that. But every single one of you inspired everyone who was there. And it's really great because that's one of the good things about the Mr. Gay Pride Australia competition is it does... the point of it, they scream it from the rooftops. It's not a beauty competition. It's not, even though everyone that happens to enter is beautiful, that just happens to be a nice coincidence. But it isn't a beauty competition. It's actually a competition that is about building future leaders within our communities and sharing their voices and building the strength and confidence of them within it. And as someone who was, I was one of the judges of these guys, and not one of them was confident. You know, you assume with something like this, you think it's like Miss Congeniality, someone's going to be throwing marbles for the other one to trip over or something like that. But it's nothing like that at all. Every single competitor was humble and was really just welcome to be there and really supportive of each other. And that was really something wonderful to see.
It was. We did have a little bit of a joke with one of the contestants where the golf cart almost hit me and he was like, damn, I should have pushed him in front of that golf cart and then I had the chance. So we had, a great bunch of people. We had, you know, a lot of laughs together, a lot of dad jokes. And what I loved is we all supported each other no matter what and had each other's back, which was fantastic.
Well, now the next step is obviously you're going to be competing in Mr. Gay World in, where was it again?
Cape Town
in South America. No,
South Africa.
I was about to say, you know what, I went South Australia. No, not South Australia, South Africa. Look, this is where my brain's gone. I've still got chill out on the brain. but there's that, but also you've got an entire year to be able to use your platform and to be able to use that to really not only share your story and the story of others, but to create better inclusivity and connectivity for us in our communities. And I really do love that you've used the platform of suicide prevention and even talking about suicide within our communities because we don't.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I do a lot of work with Headspace out in Bondi. And, you know, a lot of the times these organisations are doing such hard work. And when you ask them, like, why do you think you're not breaking through? It's about education. We need to reach more people. We need to give them more tools. We need to give them more tools, you know, on their recovery as well. So just about raising awareness. And I always say to people, if you're not going to do it, who will? Yeah. So stand up, guys. Like, you know, honestly, like, get more involved in these amazing organisations. Donate. Give some free time. You know, it does make a difference to these organisations.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we want to thank you for coming and joining
us. Thank you for having me.
We should get you back in before you head to, I was going to say South Australia again.
Where's Cape Town.
No offence to South Australia, but I'm not going there.
I don't know why, my brain. We should get you back in before you compete in the world competition
absolutely.
As well. And we obviously want to hear about the forum that's coming up and everything else that's going on. So
how can people
find out some more information about the work that you're doing?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Look, obviously, Mr. Gay Australia, Gay Nation, will be publishing the work that I'm doing. They can follow me on my Instagram, which is AussieRad. I'll be posting on there as well. Even add me on Facebook. Look, you know, it's all about building a community and building get a network. I'm always open to, you know, people's advice or anything really, anything that they want me to discuss or open up with.
Look, it's absolutely wonderful. Like, you're so humble. You're so lovely. We appreciate you coming in and talking
to us.
Thank
you for having me.
Having just one, we really do appreciate that and we look forward to having you back. My next question is, are you a Carly fan?
Of course.
Okay. So without giving it away, do you know the next line of this song?
Oh no, you're putting me on the spot.
Completely on the spot. Do you know the next line?
I know, I'm terrible.
Oh my God! I can't believe people don't know the next line. Because what we are doing today for our competition, we're giving away a double pass to go and see Sarah Keyworth, who's performing their Melbourne International Comedy Show. They're from Nottingham, and they're performing their debut show, Dark Horse, here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, where they ponder their gender identity, sexuality, and self-exploration in a thought-provoking comedy hour. So we're giving away a double pass to go and see that on Thursday, the 28th of May. And the way we're doing it is just of March. Sorry, I should get that right. Of March. What is going on with my brain? But the way we're doing it is to ask listeners to guess the next line in that song. But everyone seems stumped by it. Should I make it an easier song?
No, look, can I...
Robbie's thrown it down.
Can I hazard a guess? Is it something about heart?
Hang on, I need to hear it again.
Oh, hang on. You don't even know the next line.
I know it. It's just I didn't have it written down. So what's the next line of this song?
This might help people along, but I think it's something to do with your heart.
Oh, no. I'll sing it with you. Especially for you. Everyone will be doing it to know what I was going through.
You sound exactly like her.
It's amazing. All the time we were apart, it's not heart.
Oh, it's not heart.
It's
there you go.
Using another part of your body in the next phrase.
Your arms.
It's not your arms. It's not your heart. Maybe a little higher up. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay. So, what's the next line in that song? Let us know. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or honor@joy.org.au and you can win a double pass to see Sarah Keyworth's debut show, Dark Horse, where they ponder their gender identity, sexuality and self-exploration in a thought-provoking comedy hour in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We've got a double pass to give away thanks to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Get into it, guys, because I often head to the Melbourne Comedy Festival and just go and see a random show, see someone that I've never heard of, and look, it's always a winner.
It's absolutely a great way to go. So all we're asking you is, what's the next line in that song? All the time we were apart... What is next? All the time we were apart. Next line, what was it? Hit us up on 0427JOY949. On air at joy.org.au. You know what my concern is? I feel like all the Kylie fans are
busy
at the concert already.
Well, the gate's open in 6 minutes.
So they're not hearing it, so that's probably where they are. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Rad, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
We appreciate having the reigning Mr. Gay Pride Australia joining us. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and apparently no one knows Kylie.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.